Salaam alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, "Man kafarat al-dhunub al-izam, ighathatul malhoof, wa tanfisu anil makruh." Providing relief to those in distress and offering comfort in times of hardship are means of atonement for great sins. In this discourse, we encounter two significant terms, kafara and dhanb, which hold a prominent place in Islamic jurisprudence. It is essential to comprehend their meanings in order to gain a better understanding of the comprehending rules and regulations. First, let's explore the term kafara, which holds a significant importance in Islamic jurisprudence. In Arabic, kafara is derived from the root word kafara, meaning to cover up. It is named as such because its purpose is to cover up sins. In Islamic context, kafara refers to act of atonement or expiation that individuals can perform to seek forgiveness for a specific type of sins or violations. Now let's turn our attention to the term dhanb, commonly translated as sin in English. In Islamic theology, dhanb represents acts of disobedience or transgression against the commandments and guidelines set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While dhanb is frequently mentioned in the Quran, it's important to note that there are also other words used in describing the concept of sin. These words may carry slight variations in meaning and usage within the Quranic context. For example, ithm refers to an action that brings harm or loss to the doer. Sayya is the opposite of hasana, good deed, and signifies ugliness and bad behavior, and it can also carry the meaning of sin in certain contexts. Ma'asiyah refers to disobedience and encompasses any form of defiance or disobedience. And the word dhanb specifically means sin, and linguistically carries the connotation of consequence or result, emphasizing that consequences of sin which will follow the sinners until they overcome him or her. Imam Ali alayhi salam refers to az-dhunub al-izam, which means greater or major sins. This highlights the existence of different categories of sins, which some being classified as minor and others as major. Hence, in the case of major sins, which involve more serious transgressions, individuals may be obligated to perform a kafara as a part of their repentance process. Now you understand that the concept of kafara entails engaging in specific acts of rituals to express remorse and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These acts are designed to purify the soul and make up for the wrongdoing that has been done. It is important to emphasize that the concept of kafara is not intended to be a means of evading responsibility or avoiding the consequences of one's actions. Rather, it serves a method to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual purification. In this saying, Imam Ali alayhi salam introduces us to some of the ways to which we can seek forgiveness and prevent the consequences of our sins from affecting us by the act of atonement known as kafara. One of those acts is addressing the hardships of people and alleviating their distress. This involves actively seeking solutions and providing assistance to individuals who are facing difficulties or going through challenging circumstances. And the other is bringing joy or happiness to someone who is experiencing sadness or grief over a particular matter. There is an interesting practice mentioned by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in a narration reported in the book Tibb al-A'immat al-Athar alayhi salam on page 122. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam heard this practice from his father Imam Baqir alayhi salam, who heard it from his father Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, who heard it from Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who learned from Imam Ali alayhi salam, and Imam Ali alayhi salam received it from Rasulullah, who received it from Angel Gabriel, who in turn received it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The practice is as follows. Du'ahul makroob al-malhoof. The supplication of the distressed and afflicted and those who have exhausted all means and have been afflicted with a calamity is La ilaha illa ant subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Recited on the eve of Friday after completing the obligatory prayers of the Isha prayer. And we have numerous narrations that discuss the rewards and benefits of assisting a fellow believer during their times of difficulty. In fact, there is a specific chapter or bab in the book Al-Kafi dedicated to these narrations. For example, it is reported from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in the book Al-Kafi volume 2 page 199 under the specific subtitle Babu Tafrih Karb al-Mu'min, chapter of relieving the distress of a believer. Man aghatha akhahu al-mu'min al-lahfan al-lahthan inda jahdihi fanaffasa kurbatahu wa'anahu ala najah hajatihi kataba Allah azza wa jal لَهُ بِذَٰلِكَ ثِنْتَيْنِ وَسَبْعِينَ رَحْمَةً. Whoever responds to the cry of a thirsty soul of his believing brother in moments of restlessness and saves him from distress and supports him in fulfilling his need, Allah the Almighty and Majestic will write for him 72 mercies from himself. One of these mercies will be granted to him swiftly in this world, enabling him to rectify his life affairs, and the remaining 71 mercies will be perceived for him to alleviate the fears and terrors of the day of resurrection. Or in another hadith from Imam Ridha alayhi salam, where he says, Man farraja an mu'minin farraja Allahu an qalbihi yawm al-qiyamah, who ever brings relief to a believer, Allah will bring relief to their heart on the Day of Judgment. Also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam gives some advice to all believers in another hadith, where he says, أَيُّمَا مُؤْمِنٍ نَفَّسَ عَنْ مُؤْمِنٍ كُرْبَ وَهُوَ مُعْسِرٌ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ حَوَائِجَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Every believer who relieves a fellow believer from distress, Allah will facilitate their worldly and hereafter affairs. He said, and whoever conceals the faults of a believer, Allah will conceal 70 faults of theirs in this world and the hereafter. And he said, Allah helps a servant as long as the servant helps their brother. Take benefit from the advice and give sincere counsel with a good heart. As you can see, all these narrations refer to various benefits that come from caring about the well-being of fellow believers. They speak of rewards, assistance, and blessings bestowed by Allah the Almighty. Additionally, as we read in this specific hikmah, such acts of compassion and support can lead to the forgiveness of our sins and disobedience. And by engaging these actions, we can draw closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. All these motivations for such actions ultimately lead to the strengthening of the believers' communities around the world. This in turn strains the Ummah of Islam as a whole, contributing to the preparation of the reappearance of Imam al-Asr wa-Zaman ajalallahu ta'ala farajul sharif, the awaited Imam of the time. Indeed, if someone truly comprehends the bigger picture of how their kindness and care for other believers contribute to the preparation of the reappearance of Imam al-Asr wa al-Zaman, they would let go of any grudges against fellow believers and desire nothing but prosperity for them. The understanding of this greater purpose should encourage unity, compassion, and goodwill among believers, fostering an environment that aligns with the goals of preparation of the return of Imam al-Asr wa al-Zaman, ajalallahu ta'ala farajhu al-sharif. In conclusion, wherever you may be, as a follower of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, you bear a responsibility towards the welfare of other believers. Allah has presented numerous motivating benefits for you to actively contribute to strengthening the community of believers wherever you are. It is important to understand that by doing so, you are actively preparing the ground for the reappearance of your Imam and the establishment of Allah's government on earth. This government will be just, providing equal access to truth and offering opportunities for all individuals to improve themselves on the path of salvation. Allahumma ma araftana min al-haq fahammilnahu wa ma qasurna anhu faballighna. O Allah, let us bear out that which you make known to us as the truth, and let us attain that which we fall short to do. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.